All right, guys, WMAP. This is the world's most amazing people. And guys, in a second, I'm going to be joined by a tremendous guest. Guys, I'm going to be speaking with Dempster Cherry. Now, who is Dempster Cherry? Well, this is somebody who has taken his experience and his success, and now he has founded and he's the CEO of DRT Wealth Management. And when I was talking to him before, they don't go after, you know, typical, when you talk about financial stuff, people are always chasing money. They're always looking for the whale or, you know, somebody who has all this money. But what Dempster and his company are doing is they're looking for the everyday person, everyday Joe with their family, to try and help them get along better, to manage their money and to understand how to make a buck last and what you should be doing for the future. And basically what he's doing is he's taking all of his expertise and success and information and giving this to people for the cause of helping other people and doing the right thing. So I think that's awesome. So in a second, I'm going to get Dempster Cherry up on the phone and we're going to discuss, and he's going to tell me everything about his company. But, you know, the first thing I do have to do, I have to take a commercial ID. You know I have to do that. So let me do that, and I'll be right back with this great guest, Mr. Dempster Cherry. So hang tight. One second, guys.
Hey, guys, I'm Casey Armstrong. This is WMAP, the world's most amazing people.
Host Casey Armstrong has a really good heart, and I think he actually really cares what the people have to say. And I think that the idea has been great, and all these people have the opportunity to really share their stories and get their words out. I love WMAP because I hear stories that inspire me.
I happen to be a belief that everyone, doesn't matter what it is, it's how you look at it. This is WMAP, the world's most amazing people.
Hey guys, Dempster Cherry is the CEO and the founder of DRT Wealth Management, and at this time, it's my honor and privilege to welcome to the program Mr. Dempster Cherry. Hey Dempster, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for kind of schooling us on what you're doing here with a lot of information that people need. So, first of all, tell me about your ride. Like, where did your journey take you right after school? What did you go for? What were you looking to do? Tell me about it.
Right on. Well, again, I want to say thank you for having me on. My journey on Wall Street is a kind of a complicated one. After college, I had spent some time in the military before college. So coming out of college, I was kind of a little bit aimless. I didn't want to go back in the military, but one of my good friends was a finance major. And he was really involved in finance, and I was a history major, so I wasn't that involved in finance. But when we got close to graduation, you know, we were sitting around and studying and doing all this studying together. I had kind of started looking at his books and his notes, and I was like, "Whoa, this is actually some pretty interesting stuff."
I'd rather be doing what you're doing.
Exactly. I'm like, I just wasted 4 years, but you know, oh well. But the irony of ironies is, we both applied for an internship for a financial firm in Chicago, and we both got accepted. And so I went to Chicago, and he went to Chicago, and honestly, within 3 weeks, we were both done in Chicago, but the exposure we got there in the commodities world was enough that it made him run completely away from the financial world, and it made me want to stay in the financial world.
You know,
so I came back to my hometown and here in San Diego, and just basically decided that this is what I want to do, this is the route I want to go, and how do I do this? And that's kind of where I started. So that my journey was basically on the lowest rung of the lowest rung.
It's funny. I love that you're modest. That's really cool because of, you know, what you've done in your career. I mean, you know, modesty is, you know, you could be one of the people that are just way overconfident, and you deserve that. But I mean, you deserve the right to act like that with everything that you've done. But I love the fact that you're so humble. And I think probably because of how you grew up, that's the values that were instilled in you. And that's not something that you did to act like that you're better than anybody, because you were in the produce and farming business growing up. So Doug Harold is another guest here. He told me, and I learned from him, that that is probably the hardest work you could ever do. Did you learn a lot of lessons from your upbringing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was, you know, every day was a new experience. And I really have to credit my grandparents and my mother for raising me that way. Because, you know, yeah, it was it taught me the value of hard work, and it taught me the value of a dollar really early. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, a lot of my peers were involved in, you know, their shoes or their clothes or, you know, being popular. You know, I was worried about the chickens and the cows and the corn.
I got you. But you said going home to San Diego. That's not where the farm was it?
Well, no. The farm, we had two farms. We had one in Tennessee and one in Maryland.
Oh,
so
okay.
Every summer, myself and my two sisters, we get packed up and we would go back east to help out the family farm. That was our thing. My father was Navy. He's an aviator in the Navy. So we spent the majority of the time mm-hmm. in California. But during the summer months, yeah, we worked the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And being the West Coast part of the family, we got the brunt of it.
I bet. But you know, Dempster, is it true that I have a friend who's also somebody that's pretty much featured here on the station. His name is Doug Harold, and he grew up on the farm, and I went to school in Kentucky. I knew nothing about farms. I'm from New York. So I understand from everyone I talk to that working on the farm is probably one of the hardest things that you're going to do. And if you're doing it as a kid, you must be taking this on to your next job with that education. And you're almost guaranteed to progress and to be successful with that work. Is it that hard?
It's that hard. It really is that hard. You do work sun up to sundown. My grandfather, he's an old railroad guy. So, you know, when he had the farm going and he was working on the railroad. So he was up before the crack of dawn, got my father and his brothers and sisters up as well. And, you know, they maintained the farm.
Mm-hmm.
So when us little kids came along, their grandkids, you know, we were stuck in the same routine. you literally, you know, you put in a full day's work. You don't make excuses. You don't gripe about it. You know, you understand your responsibilities. You know, what you're doing on the farm is only helping the family to maintain and survive. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you do what you do, and you're proud of who you are and where you came from. But in the same instance, you know, you realize what it took for you and your family to get to where you are.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think you're such an interesting guest, and I'd be a fool to think that I could go through everything here in our little quick interview here. But I got to invite you back. You're definitely somebody I want to talk to. But let's just go over this first. Tell me about what you do at DRT Wealth Management. And guys, if you're just tuning in right now, I'm speaking with Dempster Cherry. He's the CEO, the founder of DRT Wealth Management. Go there, get information, go to DRTWealthManagement.com. I don't know, we had a snowstorm the other day. I'm probably thinking about weather. But Dempster, tell me about what you do over there and how you founded this.
Okay. Well, from my experience, from working from the larger firms, I had noticed that the information that's given to a lot of the clients, it's really tiered out. So one of the stories I tell a lot of my clients now is like, if you and I were sitting together and we had Warren Buffett with us, and me and Warren Buffett both reached into our pockets, and we both pulled out a dollar, and we asked the financial advisor, what we should get with this or what we should do with this dollar. Because of who Warren Buffett is, the financial advisor is going to tell him something completely different than what he's going to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So Warren Buffett is already at an advantage to utilize his money in a more productive means to give him a return. Whereas me and you and, you know, Ma and Pa,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're told to just basically stick our money in the mutual fund hole and be happy.
Good point.
I took that experience and that knowledge of how Wall Street really works, and I decided to basically use those tools, but give the edge back to Mom and Pop.
Mm.
They're the ones that are working the hardest. They're the ones that really need to maximize those dollars. So whatever tools and attributes that I can take from Wall Street, whether it's wealth management, whether it's how to utilize actually their own advisors, I have a program we call third-party money managers, where I have agreements with the guys on Wall Street who manage the big money. They manage my client's money. Mm-hmm. Again, Mr. $50,000, $30,000 a year client, I have agreements because of my relationship with these guys to manage mom and pop's money exactly as they manage Warren Buffett's money.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Dempster, I'm getting to like you more and more. And I think the audience will too when they find out that you have something on your desk. It's a motivational stone. Can you tell me and the audience what that is?
When I was in the Army, I was in military intelligence, my first enlistment in psychological warfare. My second enlistment, one of my platoon leaders in my first enlistment had noticed that I really liked the job that I was doing, and so he'd given me this stone, and I've kept it for forever, and it basically says, accept the challenges so that you may feel the exhilaration of victory. And that's a quote from General Patton. He said it during World War II.
Wow.
And that's I see it every day. When I turn the lights on in the office, there it is. It charges me up and keeps me going.
That's so awesome because, I mean, you're the type of guy that, you know, if given to your own devices, you would probably work yourself to death. I mean, because that's just what you got. I mean, you have this dedication that you learned, I mean, I guess from the responsibility that was instilled from your grandparents and your parents and the service. And I think it's awesome that that's also paired with this type of compassion you have for your fellow man. And I think that's kind of why you started what you're doing here. Is that accurate at all, or am I completely wrong?
That's very accurate. You know, I learned from my parents. You know, so my parents were never rich. We came from meager, from small means, as well as all the people from my family. But you know, we shared and we understood the value of each other, and together, you know, we're stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, extending a hand and helping somebody. You don't look down on people. The only time you look down on someone is when you extend your hand to help them up.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Guys, Dempster Cherry, he is the CEO and the founder of DiArchi Wealth Management. Get more information. Go to DiArchiWealthManagement.com. I'll spell it for you. DARCHY WealthManagement.com. And Dempsey, I could spend an hour with you, but we're almost at the end here. But I got to know just a little bit more here. I really would like to have you back on because you have these 7 steps to financial success. I would love to talk about that. Mm-hmm. And also, you have this these really great facts that are very surprising and pretty. Pretty important, I think, about Generation X and their retirement savings, stuff like that. Why don't we just get into that briefly, because we have like 30 seconds left here, and I'm not giving you the amount of time you need. That's why I'm inviting you back. But tell me about this stat that I read here. You said 42% of millennials don't have any retirement savings. Is that kind of scary? Right. How did that happen?
Well, they're not getting educated. You know, we don't teach kids economics or even how to balance a checkbook anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So kids don't know the value of money. You know, they get their money and they spend it. They don't have they're not taught the foresight to look over the horizon and say, hey, you know, I probably need to put this away. And I tell a lot of the young guys that are in college or coming out of college, you know, I ask them, do you go to the clubs on the weekend? Oh, yeah. You know, so you spend maybe you spend probably about $100 a weekend, right? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you know, give or take. So do me a favor. Take $20 of that money you're going to spend on the weekend, stick it in your shoe. Seriously, take $20 out of $100, put it in your shoe. And every time you go out, take $20 and stick it in your shoe. So at the end of the month, guess what? You've got $80 there, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's $80 you would have spent otherwise.
Right.
Now, if you want to use compounding, the art of compounding, where you earn interest on your money, if you were to invest that $80, you would earn between 0% and probably 6% interest if you're in the market. That allows your money to work for you, allows your money to grow, and it doesn't really hurt you to save $80 a month, does it?
Right.
It's just
right.
A couple lattes and some cigarettes and some drinks.
Yeah, yeah. You bring it down to the level. I like it. I like it, Dennis. That's really cool. I mean, you bring it down to the level where you know, people can understand that. You know, when you tell people about a money figure, it's different. But then you just say, hey, okay, three lattes. Now do you get it? what, 20 exactly. bucks out of the night when you're not going to the club, or when you're going to the club, $20 less, you can do that, right? And you know what? We probably can do these things. And I think it's awesome that you put it in those terms, because a lot of us don't know. And I'm sure that you deal with that all day.
All day, but, you know, I enjoy having that conversation because, again, you know, we all have to retire, and, you know, we're just not being given the tools in today's society to understand what, you know, what it's going to take. You know, here's a horrible factor I have to tell people all the time. If you were to retire today with the dollar worth what it is, if you were to retire today and you live for the next 20 years, it's going to cost you approximately $200,000. Just to feed yourself.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't include rent, housing, cars, anything else. Just to feed yourself for the next 20 years at the saved value of a dollar, $200,000. Wow. Do you have that saved already?
I would like to. I would like to say that I did. Wow, that's incredible.
That's the importance of understanding that, you know, you can't rely on the government. You certainly can't rely on Social Security. If your employer has a 401k plan or any type of retirement plan, utilize it. You know, get yourself an IRA. You know, there's all kinds of tools out there that you can utilize to your advantage to assist you. Because, you know, again, if you're not thinking over the horizon, by the time you get there, it's like the siren. You know, by the time you hear it, it's too late.
Wow. Hey, Dempster, you're a great guest, man. I really do have to get you back. And I went way over here. I think I went 25 minutes with you, but I was only supposed to do 10 minutes. But I have to get you back. You know, it's no secret that, you know, if anyone, we have a lot of people that listen to the station, and, you know, they wonder why you hear from some people after their first interview, and, you know, and they hear me talk about it right away, and sometimes they just give it away. I'm like, yo, you got to come back. You're one of those people. So, Dempster, we're going to talk. I'm going to call you in a little while. I got to get you back on here because I have to talk to you about a million things that you have going on. But let me give you one last plug here. Dempster Cherry, guys, he's the CEO and the founder of DRT Wealth Management. Go to the website, drtwealthmanagement.com, and Dempster, for what you've done for this country, for what you've been doing for people and helping them, that's what makes you one of the world's most amazing people, and that's why you're a great fit here. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time and your audience's time.
Awesome. All right, guys, that was Dempster Cherry. I really like that guy. That's a guest that I'll tell you, I'm going to do my best to get him back because I'm looking at some of the notes I wrote down. I didn't get to any of them. I like what he had to say because I can understand it. You know, look, guys, I'm not the sharpest. I'm about as sharp as balloons, but I could understand what he's saying. And especially when it comes to money, I think I'm not alone. I think a lot of you guys are with me. It's hard. It's hard to understand this stuff, and it's hard to do what you're supposed to do to save. I mean, because we're right. I mean, we go to the club. Well, I don't go to clubs anymore, but when we used to. You know, you spend and you expect to make it up, but there are so many things you need to know. And I think that guy really cares, and he's helping out the average Joe. So I'll try and get him back on.